Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If T.J. Granville was a man, woman from the West Side, the East Side, mm-hmm. Kenmore, wherever, would this be the proper situation? Do you think it would be handled like this?
You know, the biggest thing is, one, it happened in my district. I represent the West Side. When they were saying one-way streets, everyone has to follow it. No one's above the law, period. No one is above the law. And today, this conversation was about just getting the truth and facts. There was a lot of unanswered questions. When we found out, you guys broke it for us. We found out on the news, and then from there, we just had tons of questions. Obviously, I was one of the legislators that called for the Attorney General to look into this. And the biggest thing is, we just want an unbiased, true opinion on what really happened and was the consequences enough.
To you, was there a cover-up?
I would say some things just don't make sense. I asked a question on the floor regarding where was he between the hours of 6 o'clock to 11 o'clock, and there wasn't a real answer. Now, I think there wasn't a procedure that was followed, right? The sheriff mentioned he didn't find out until the next day. That's an issue. And then I believe one of my colleagues asked, okay, did you just say he went on an airplane? Like, what happened? So I think there's still some gray areas that we need more information about. I do think that this is a step forward for our community to know truly what's happening and how much this is gonna cost. And right now, it looks like he's going to pay the $70,000 back, but still, that's still not even figured out fully.
What do you make of this whole idea that they can just say, oh, it's covered under mental health, so is that acceptable to you?
You know, mental health is real. That is a real issue, and law enforcement is a real issue around the country. I don't take that lightly. 30 days to really get yourself together, to me, that's not enough, right? If you're dealing with true depression and anxiety, that's something you're going to be battling every day with. So one of the things I want to hope for is they're doing check-ins, and I think that's the reason I asked. I was like, is he still in charge of that department if he's still going through all the things that he's going through privately in his life? And I don't think that's only the blame. I just think that at the bottom line, no one's above the law and no one followed the ways the policies are written to follow.
Is this the kind of person that we should be giving a badge and a gun and judgment over someone's life and death?
You know, his career before, my answer probably would have said, yeah, like he had a really good career. Now there's question. And if I was in his position, I wouldn't want my career to be questioned anymore. I probably would have just stepped away. However, that's up to the sheriff. Like he said, I asked him, is he gonna keep him in the same position? He said yes. I asked him, was there any opportunity for him to be basically gone? As some of my colleagues asked, why did he stay around? He thought 30 days of unpaid is enough as a consequence. I don't know if it was, but not my department. Only thing I can do as a legislator is make sure, one, the residents of Erie County understand the truth and we move forward. That's why I asked, are you open to fixing this policy about take-home vehicles? Because we've, okay, this is a payout, but what happens after? Are we gonna have this incident happen 2 years later and you're here covering it again? I don't wanna see repeat.
Well, especially for officers that are issued guns or take-home vehicles, do you think they should have to undergo proactive mental health screenings or any sort of proactive screening to check in on them so it's not just, oh, you've hit rock bottom and now you're getting help?
I do think that screenings are very important. Law enforcement, first responders, this is a tough job, and I'm not taking that away from anyone. And that's because they're seeing things that normally you wouldn't see. My husband was a paramedic for years. He's seen some real things that, you know, it's scary to even repeat. So absolutely, I think there should be more efforts of mental health resources within law enforcement. I know the sheriff mentioned he's gonna be putting more effort into that, and I think it's needed.
How are you gonna hold him accountable to that?
Well, it's budget time. So if there's a line in the budget for mental health, that's the conversation. If it's not, I will bring it up because he mentioned it here that that's an effort that he wants to do.
To Charlie's point about mental health, I've gone through depression. It does not go away in 30 days.
Right.
To have someone then prescribed and then be the chief of narcotics, do you feel that could be a disservice, conflict of interest? Maybe that position is not helping him in this state. Do you feel he needs to take care of himself first before he comes back? As well respected as he is in this community, all the great work he has done.
I would say that's a question for him, because I don't know what his battle is. But only thing I know is for sure, if he is still dealing with depression, which you mentioned is not a 30-day fix, then there's the conversations him and the sheriff, they have to have. Now, if he's coming back on the force, I would have assumed he would have been doing a little bit more light duty. But once again, that's a question for the sheriff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.